graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The pain that these two men are preparing to endure is inhuman.
Still talking, or you see me on this turnbuckle, about to hit him with my finisher, these brass knuckles. You left a piss puddle in the middle of the ring, not Jerry Lawler, but they still know me as the king. I don't fuck with jabronis on top of the cage, and hell in your cell like one life only. Ain't no rules, smack you with a bottle from the bar. Oops, I been smacking with my car, ain't no hoes barred. No hoes barred. Ain't no hoes barred. Yeah, all these clowns wanna come for the champ. I get amped when that submission move locked in. I got him in the clamps, boy. I ramp up the pressure, technician like Malenko. Got him screaming, little bitch, I feel like Ocho Cinco. The crowd starts screaming, anticipating the demon. The shit I cook up can only come for Satan semen. Fan barely breathing, threatening that headlock. That I got him in, looking like his eyes about to pop. What happened to the big threats in the interview? Everything you say you do to me, I'm doing to you. I smacked him with a chair, I put him through a table. Then choke slammed him like the older brother of Abel. I beat him with a cable. He's trying to motivate the crowd to help him get to his feet. Bitch, it's too late. I got him right where I want him. Now I face blank, beat him with a briefcase. Now that's money in the bank. You still talking, or you see me on this turnbuckle? About to hit him with my finisher and these brass knuckles. You left a piss puddle in the middle of the ring. Not Jerry Lawler, but they still know me as the king. I don't fuck with jabronis on top of the cage. And hell in the cell like one life only. Ain't no rules, smack you with a bottle from the bar. Oops, I been smacking with my car. Ain't no hoes barred. No hoes barred. Ain't no hoes barred.
Town anywhere we get in the pin. You get ambushed by Haskell and ambush Vin. Ellsworth MCs take it to the chin. Old school, I get the win via airplane spin. This is ruthless aggression. Looking under the ring for a weapon. You can say I'm Bubba Ray and ambush is a reverend. Bad guys with a look in their eyes that says bad intentions. Live from the castle of Grayskull, alpha males ready, willing, and gable. All bars dropped are painful. In 3D, you get 3D'd. Vin, get the tables. Out here in plain clothes, not getting exposed. I know how this thing goes. While your flows are dirt cheap. And for heat, I do dirty deeds. I ain't Dean Ambrose.
You still talking, or you see me on this turnbuckle? About to hit him with my finisher, these brass knuckles. You left a piss puddle in the middle of the ring. Not Jerry Lawler, but they still know me as the king. I don't fuck with jabronis on top of the cage. And hell in your cell like one life only. Ain't no rules, smack you with a bottle from the bar. Oops, I been smacking with my car. Ain't no hoes barred. No hoes barred. Ain't no hoes barred. What? Man, what you even here for? No, you ain't coming for this belt around my waist. That's a waste, bro. I got them W's spinning. All the women reaching to their denim purses to throw their panties. They know I'm winning. His eyes blurry. He can't see. He think I'm 20. It's only one of me. That mean I'm ambush fitting. Any match you put me in, I'ma flex hard. Powerbomb the ref. Ain't no motherfucking hoes barred. While God never down, you can never catch me lacking. Attacking, you grappling while I'm shit lacking. Your midsection with these slash hammers. Oh, don't get this on the low. Cause you know that I keep cameras. And I'm showing off, doing moves that I normally say for last on your weak sneak attack ass. Creating moves on the fly, damn, they gotta hurt. Boot your ass to outer space, say hello to Captain Kirk.
Hello and welcome to the Atomic Drop, a professional wrestling podcast like no other, because we like wrestling on this show. We celebrate it. We celebrate it through audio and music and promos. If you know what we do, I'm sure you're back here because you love us. And if you don't, I'm sure you're going to find out and see that there is a different way to listen to wrestling. It doesn't just have to be people going, oh, I didn't like the way that was booked and they should have done this and bloody, bloody, blah. My name is Tarek. I'm coming to you from a North London tower block. We open up this week's show with Ambush Vin featuring Nathan Haskell. That song was called No Holds Barred. And, yeah, we haven't done a show for a few weeks. I hope you're doing well. A lot's changed and a lot is the same. Upcoming this Monday, we're going to get to see Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura beat the hell out of the Street Profits. Hopefully. I don't like the Street Profits. I think it'd be nice to see them get a wallop in. And, yeah, Roman's back. last time we talked. Roman wasn't here. Roman's doing very little work. He's quite smart. He's taking a leaf at Chris Jericho's recent book. And Dominic Mysterio still smashing it. But I'm enjoying wrestling. I think it's, I'd say a nice distraction. But the funny thing is they never mentioned the coronavirus on WWE TV. It's like when they were doing business with Saudi, and they'll tell you about Crown Jewel, but they'll never say Saudi Arabia. It's like everyone's wearing masks. We can see it. So why aren't you addressing it? But I suppose they're trying to take our minds off it. Anyhow. Without further ado, we're going to get on with the show. This is the Atomic Drop, a collection of songs, sounds, promos, and all other audio tidbits revolving around the world of professional wrestling. We're going to kick things off with an incredible track from Rated R. This is his sort of, I imagine, tribute to Seth Rollins. This is called Messiah Complex.
Used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire now. I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their Messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon. I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a Messiah complex or the complex of a Messiah? As time goes by, and I fall in eye. Anything you ever heard of my demise was a lie. Felt the drop, motivated and revived. Just to rise, I'm respected as the guy off the vibes I provide. Got reborn as a Messiah. I ain't studied for the title, I'm a idol. It's nothing to make your buddy a disciple. And I always had the heart to wreck. I'm building masterpieces, hitting a mark with all this art. I'm like an architect. You feel a soul in my speech like a preacher's verse. In the booth, curb stomping beast till my sneakers burst. Flowing with the reach of dirt, tried to fade away in peace, but it wasn't sitting right. Now I'm back releasing work. It's rated. I made my name up in the genre. So if I'm not the king, then I'm aiming for his armor. Here gone, cause it's time I got back where I belong. Been the best at wrestling, rapping on these songs all along. I used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire. Now I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their Messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon. I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a Messiah complex or the complex of a Messiah? Traitor. Who ill a gorilla pressing quotes, twisting the glue up in the session. Let me catch the smoke, striving for perfection, not accepting close. So I'm executing like Brett, straight finessing from the second rope. Wrote this whole record with a self approach, modified the method up, adding to the effort after checking notes. Knowing clever boasts, bring the cheddar close. So I transformed it to the man, like Becky in a leather coat. Flair flow, second nature, figure eight. I'm a wrestling bar role model when niggas hate it. Radio headed to the banks, bring the boss in, the horseman. Who theories gon' last a lot longer than Austin's? Cause I was on pause, now I'm back for all the portions. Try and put some plaques up on the wall. I ain't rapping for applause, man. I'm just reckoning it's superb to finally get the respect that I deserve. I used to burn it down, but they ain't appreciate the fire. Now I'm back to make them bow at the feet of their Messiah. Through these speakers, how I'm preaching to the choir. After all these sacrifices, it's the time for me to reach what I desire. The brass ring is the beacon. I've completed what's required. Had to seek to be inspired just to heat up on these liars. Gain knowledge off the lessons of the highest. So is it a Messiah complex or the complex of a Messiah?
Yeah, man. Surprise. None of that other shit, man. I'm just here to make my daughter proud, man. That's it. Freddy. Freddy. I know what it is.
Locker room interview time. Let's bring in Roddy Piper, the man that's got everything at stake.
Everything at stake. I have my whole life at stake. Chavo Guerrero, did you see what I just did to Hector? This man will be in my corner, and this chain, Chavo, is going to be around your neck, Chavo Guerrero. I'm going to kill you, Chavo Guerrero. I am fed up to here with you, Chavo Guerrero. You look at me, ladies and gentlemen. You look at me. Take a good look at me, David. Look what you did to me, Guerrero. You think I'm going to put up with this? You think, Chavo Guerrero, you think I'm going to put up with this? You're the most ignorant man I have ever met in my life, Guerrero. You think that I'm going to take this man? I can take your eyes out, Guerrero. I can take your eyes out whenever I want to, Guerrero. I'm going to beat you on the head with this chain, Guerrero. I'm going to beat you like you've never been beat before. You think I'm just playing games, Guerrero? You think I'm out here just playing games? Well, I remember, Guerrero. I hate you so much, Guerrero. I hate you so much, I want to kill you, Guerrero. You think you're going to do this to my pretty face? My pretty face, you think you're going to do this? No, sirree, brother. It's all on the line, Chavo Guerrero. I am the America's Tag Team Champion. I am the Jules Strongbow Scientific Champion. I am the TV Champion. Chavo Guerrero, Roddy Piper, the lean, mean machine is the king, Chavo Guerrero. We're gonna take this chain, brother. I'm gonna beat you on the head, Chavo Guerrero. I'm gonna beat you on the head like you've never been beaten before, Guerrero. You think you're tough? Wait till you see that, Chavo Guerrero. Just take a look at this. You look at that. Look at that. Look! That's gonna be your head, Chavo. Maybe I'm gonna take your head. Give me my head. Give me my Chavo Guerrero. Maybe I'm gonna take your head, Chavo. Take a good look at Chavo Guerrero. Hey, Chavito! What's wrong with you, Chavito? When I take this chain and beat it over your head, Chavito, and beat it again, Chavo. Oh, Chavo, what happened? I hate you so much. I hate you so much, Guerrero. I want to kill you, and I'm going to kill you, Guerrero. I am the king, and this is it, and I mean it. Guerrero, you are leaving town. I hate you, Guerrero.
It's your fingers I bust. Feel the storm, feel the heat, how it sounds in sight. Wasn't born a bad street, but now I'm down for life. Because Bam Bam told me not to say a thing, but P.S. keeps singing on his way to the ring. Stomping on your neck till I see the drool. Got a posse in effect, yeah, that's a free road rule. So in answer to the question, how you fare thus far? Well, I'm standing on your chest and playing air guitar. Then you felt the slap, the shimmy and shake. Then give me that belt back, it's for Jimmy to say. These other heads on the fence, so skinny they start. And for a chorus, this chorus is like Jimmy God.
They don't have no ability up here, man.
So skinny to stop, and for a chorus, this chorus is like Jimmy God. Got me swollen like a chip, now fingers loose. Rockin' came rolling down the ramp amidst the ring of boots. I let it slide off the glitter, slide off my tights. Crowds like it when I'm bitter, like to mind my spot. But the match won't begin until you know it's a smash. And the match don't end until they're throwing trash. Over so-and-so, I'm told to hold the hair of some guy. You won't believe just how far a folding chair can fly. Hurting and you're scared the fans know you gas. It's the burden that I've been wrapped with so much class. So let's jam. Jimmy's made to kill. Talking shit to these suckers cause it pays the bills. So you can stop the train, break and take the call. Doc explaining how you get your new face installed. Got them quicker and forever, giant trying to hide. I'm in zippered white leather, smiling wider than wide. These other heads on the fence, so skinny to stall. And for a chorus, this goes just like Jimmy Garr.
They don't have no ability up here, man. Jimmy
Garr. These other heads on the fence, so skinny to stall. And for a chorus, this goes just like Jimmy Garr.
I'm gonna go in the ring with all of my opponents. Jimmy Garr. I'm gonna smack them around. Jimmy Garr. I feel so good. I feel so good inside because I said to myself, you are in the right place because these people do need help.
Great hair in a minute, you're lo and behold. Taking flair to the limit, almost stole the gold. The bell's ringing and I'm singing as they bring you in. A brain buster later, bell's ringing again. Beating up contenders, hope they see the light. Sequin suspenders, hold the sequin tights. From GA to Texas, we destroy the attack. Purely sexy pointing at me and I'm pointing back. Set to wreck your night like a wreck of the caddy. Taskmasters on the mic calling Precious Patty. Tearing through Atlanta, hot enough to burn. Staring through the camera as I fluff my burn. So miles, every match a winner. Riding with the titles that were blasting Skinner. Round to your city, let me show your stuff. Man, you'll never beat Jimmy, you ain't gorgeous enough. These other heads on the fence, so skinny they're starving. For a chorus, this goes just like Jimmy Garr.
They don't have no ability up here, man.
These other heads on the fence, so skinny they're starving. For a chorus, this goes just like Jimmy Garr.
Jimmy Garr. I now like how that word flows off my tongue.
Well, that's right. And then I thought, well, how can I deny the people a chance to really see class, right? I am a classy guy. And, of course, so I couldn't defy him any longer, and I let him watch me beat up my opponent.
This man is insane. He is, Chavo, he's crazy. You better watch out.
Sure, it's crazy. And it might be primitive. And it might be backwards. And what I'm talking is about this chain. Only cavemen used to wear, wrestle with weapons. Well, this is the way I want it because so much is at stake. And just let me take out a little bit of your time just to show you how important this match is and why I want it in a cage match. First of all, you got the, every title in Southern California is going to be on the line. The America's Tag Team title that is only defended in tag teams will be up for this only time, the first time. The America's Heavyweight title. The TV Championship. And of course the Jules Strombo Scientific Trophy. But probably most important of all, look at this little piece of paper here. This is nothing but a referee's license. A referee's license that means so much. Well, I'm going to take the privilege of tearing this referee's license because we're not going to be needing it anymore. Or should I say, Piper, you're not going to be needing it anymore. Because when I get through with you, when I wrap this chain around my head, when I use it against you, you think your face is bad now? Well, you wait till I finish with this chain. You're going to have to need plastic surgery, which will be a great help for you. Let me tell you, you think you hate me? Well, I don't necessarily love you, Piper. I don't necessarily love you. Why did I choose a chain match? Because you know every trick to any other match, a cage match, a Mexican death match. You know them all. Well, now we're going to be wrapped around in a cage match. And you're right. It is bloody. And it is gory. And it is everything else. But this is the only way the loser will leave town. The winner can stay, enjoy victory, enjoy the glory, enjoy the fans, enjoy the trophies, but the loser must be humiliated and get out of here forever. So if I can't do the job, Piper, then I'm leaving town. And if you want to have the devil there with you, well, you have him, because this is all I need. 15 feet of this chain, that's all I need. And all I need to do is just give you a little bit of lashes. I can do it too, and I can do it meaner because I chose the type of match. Now, let me tell you, I'm gonna go out. I know that I might get injured for life, but that doesn't matter. because believe me, I'm going to do everything in my power to retire you. I've had matches with you, Piper, but this is it. This is the one. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Boy, you heard it. This is the showdown, wrestling fans, and what a showdown it is. And you know what? I am going to tell you all about it coming up right now.
Here's the problem. The problem is that I don't appreciate when people that I either have never heard of and don't know me, or that I know and have always treated fairly and politely and in a professional manner, knock me, lie about me, or say bullshit about me that I don't deserve to be said by them.
Everybody hates me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Verbally, no one can take me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Society enrages me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. You don't want to stand and trade with me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Woke up feeling like old school knothead, clinging by a thread, and if it breaks, well then I drop dead. Eyes bloodshot red, old school pothead, used to be the Northwest hip-hop prospect. Am I dropping dead? R.I.P. to old knothead. No, not yet, not me, they haven't caught yet. How can you catch what you cannot see? So I'll just be me until I'm buried dead and rotten. And everybody's trying to push me off the scaffold. Vader bomb you bitches, now you're sticking out my fat rolls. Haters wanna get stitches, you can kiss my asshole. Treat you like your name is Vince, not worth my time or hassle. Everybody hates me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Verbally no one can take me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Society enrages me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. You don't wanna stand and trade with me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. I call my left sweet Stan and my right beautiful Bobby. You can get this wingspan, but it might take two of you to stop me. I'm the new Illuminati, call me Juventud Versace. Here's a clear view of my middle finger flipping off your posse. You're the new Midnight Express, I am the original. Determining your value is a little more than difficult. My influence is biblical, yours is only fictional. Articulate and focused, I'm a driven individual. The fact that you think you can fuck with me is kind of whimsical. My contributions to the scene are known as archetypical. You don't wanna see me like John Cena, I get physical. The power of aggression is not limited to syllables. Everybody hates me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Verbally no one can take me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Society enrages me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. You don't wanna stand and trade with me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette.
You try and try, but you cannot do anything the way I do it. You lie and lie, and you cannot see that the people see right through it. I am one of a kind, I am my own kind, I am my own movement.
You got anything to say to me, motherfucker? Motherfucker, that's right, motherfucker. Call me, so fuck you. Anybody that likes you, anybody that looks like you, anybody that's on your fucking side.
Everybody hates me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Verbally, no one can take me like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. Society enrages me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette. You don't wanna stand and trade with me like Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette, like I'm Jim Cornette.
Then if they want to do something about it from there, it's up to them. Now, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I will tell you what I think. If I believe that I've treated you fairly, or I've never done anything to you and you fucking knocked me, or if you lie about me and something I haven't done, plenty of shit that I have done, fucking go ahead and pick from. You don't have to make shit up. Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. Uncensored.
Please don't detest me when
Have been listening to The Atomic Drop, a podcast that celebrates professional wrestling through audio. Good show today. We just finished up there with Double Moonsault. We also had music from Wackenfuss, something from Brandon Harrod, stuff from Rated R. There'll be a full playlist somewhere on the internet, probably attached to where you find this as a podcast. But thanks for listening. If you heard anything you like, you can just rewind. I'm going to leave you today with a song called You Cannot Kill David Arquette, which is the same name of the documentary that just came out about him. I saw that this past weekend. Decent. I'd say watch it. Great story. Like, wrestling fans know the story. Anyway, if you're not a wrestling... I say this about this show, I'll say this about that documentary. If you're not a wrestling fan, and also David Arquette has some crossover appeal because he is, like, actor/wrestler, or wrestler/actor, you decide. Check out his documentary. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm going to leave you with You Cannot Kill David Arquette by the Black Math Experiment. Until next time, take care. Ta-ta.
I'm here to tell you a story about a man created by God. No! A man created by Hollywood. Not MacGyver, not Vin Diesel, not Stallone, not Schwarzenegger. I'm talking about David Arquette. The man is invincible. He was in Scream 1, Scream 2, Scream 3. If they make a Scream 4, he's coming back as a goddamn cyborg. He was in Ready to Rumble, and he was a WCW champion for 2 weeks. He was an eight-legged freak where he battled giant spiders. Giant spiders, for God's sakes! He was also in C-Spot Mun, but only because he needed the money. And that's why...
You cannot kill David Arquette!
Gentlemen, we're gonna tell you a little bit more about the man. We're gonna drop some science on your weak asses. Have you ever seen the movie Titanic? He is nothing like that whatsoever. David Arquette is equal parts adamantium and superfly. He is a trained ninja from the Shinobi Institute of Ninjutsu and has mastered every single one of David Lee Roth's acrobatic jumps. In a sad, sorry world, there's only two things you can count on. One, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. They give you 30 lives on Contra. And number two is...
You cannot kill David Arquette!
You hear what I'm saying?
You cannot kill David Arquette!
The man is the closest anyone will ever be to having a friend's threesome. He has done things to Courtney Cox that would make Santa blush.
If you play the Beatles' White Album backwards, he goes, David lives, David lives.
He has written, directed, and starred in his own one-man version of the movie Tron.
He is responsible for everything. Fire?
Arquette.
The Wheel?
Arquette.
Electric Toothbrush?
Arquette. He is the reason Jason Newsted left Metallica.
3 rings from the Elven Kings under the sky. 7 from the Dwarf Lords in their halls of stone. 9 for mortal men due to die. And 1 for David Arquette.
The Bible spelled backwards does not change the fact that you cannot get...